The problem is that the court ruling is brand new, and an appeal is being brought to the U.S. Supreme Court. Rex Fuller is from the GLBT Community Center of Colorado. It's an outreach center that also has a legal arm to fight for GLBT rights. He says that the marriage licenses in Boulder are good news, mostly.
We're cautiously optimistic about that development. It's very exciting, and it's a real positive step for couples who are seeking marriage recognition. We are afraid, though, that it may have been a premature step since the ruling was specifically on the Utah case and not on the Colorado case.
Civil unions were made legal last year around this time, but same-sex marriage is explicitly banned in Colorado.
It's very much sort of a separate but equal doctrine. Civil unions are not recognized by federal agencies the way that marriage licenses are. So my partner and I are not able to file income tax jointly if that's something that we wanted to do, because all we have is a civil union. It does have some power in the state of Colorado, but it wouldn't transfer to another state in case of a medical emergency or something like that.
Right now, the county clerk and the attorney general are sending letters back and forth. The attorney general is threatening legal action if they don't stop immediately, and the county is refusing. Boulder is the only county in Colorado currently marrying same-sex couples, but what happens there might affect the rest of the state. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.